on temperatures from an absolute scale of temperature, of which the Kelvin scale is an example. An absolute scale is one where the zero value on that scale means something. It means none of something. It's an actual zero in some sense. So in the Kelvin scale, it means zero thermal energy or zero jiggle. Whereas the zero on the Celsius scale, it doesn't mean zero of anything. You can proceed in either direction from zero. Another example of a relative scale is our date system. So the zeroth year on our date system was first defined by Dionysius Exiguus, who believed it was the date of Jesus' birth, and you can proceed in either direction from that zero. If we wanted an absolute date scale, then I guess we should go all the way back to the birth of the universe. Two problems with that. First, we don't know how far back the birth of the universe was to that kind of accuracy. And even if we did, it would make writing out the year in full incredibly tedious. So how can we use this equation to find the value of absolute zero? Well, let's assume we've got a volume of gas and it's at room temperature, 21 degrees centigrade. Look, there it is. But you know from what I just said moments ago that we've made a mistake. We can't plug Celsius into this equation. It needs to be Kelvin. So we need to convert 21 degrees Celsius into the Kelvin equivalent. How do we do that? Well, 21 degrees Celsius means 21 degrees above the freezing point of water. So to convert to Kelvin, we just need to know the temperature of the freezing point of water in Kelvin and then add 21 to that. So we could look up the temperature of the freezing point of water in Kelvin, but that would defeat the purpose. That's the thing we're trying to work out, right? That's the thing that we're pretending we don't already know, that we want to find experimentally for ourselves. So let's call that value x and put that into the equation. So there we go. That value in brackets, that's room temperature in Kelvin. And we've got that unknown value in there. So all we have to do is take some measurements. Look, there's the volume, there's the temperature, and then rearrange the equation to solve for x. So let's do that. Divide both sides by a, subtract 21 from both sides, and there's x. There's our value of the freezing point of water in Kelvin. So what would happen if we did the experiments and plugged some values in? Well, remember, our constant A here is actually hiding a load of stuff. A is actually NR divided by P, so we need to plug those values in as well as the things we measured experimentally. So N is the amount